Rick Jensen here with you. It is 7:45 on a Wednesday morning, a dreary, rainy Wednesday morning, 43 degrees in West Bend. But to brighten us up, like she does each and every Wednesday morning, Hannah from the West Bend Public Library is on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, see, you're bright and cheerful on a rainy day like this, and bring a smile to everyone's face.
I try, and I'm smiling myself today because I have Packer tickets for Sunday. So.
Oh yes, and that's right. I forgot. I
had optimistic.
To. You have Packer tickets for Sunday, but we were going to talk about the game on last Saturday today. I think.
I was in Detroit, and so I'm acting like that game never happened, and we're just riding that Ohio State win still.
It was the fake bye week.
Yes, exactly. That sneaky bye week that goes in there, but it looked like Wisconsin played some good Big Ten football. So what more can you ask for?
Right. So have you been to a Packer game before?
Yeah, it's gonna be my second one.
Oh, okay, all right. Well, cool. Well, enjoy.
No, I hope to. I better.
it's mid-November, so it's Packer football outdoor weather at Lambeau. You bundle up and go and have fun. So let's talk about what's going on at the library. A couple things going on. Teen Book Club is meeting tomorrow.
Yeah, and they're talking about, Teen Book Club's talking about one of my very favorite books of all time, Cat's Cradle by Kurt Vonnegut, which is the story of a guy named John. He decides to write a book on what important Americans were doing on the day we dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. And little does he know that his book research is going to take him along a very fateful path as he meets some very influential people, finds a bizarre new religion, and his quest might bring up about the end of the world. And it's been banned or challenged for various reasons across the years, and so we're going to talk about that a little bit tomorrow at 4:30 p.m.
All right. Sounds good. And then this looks interesting. Nutcracker story time on Saturday morning.
Oh yes, and we're talking the ballet, not
right.
not the item,
not the household implement. I have a pirate one that was a gift, by the way. But anyway.
Oh really?
Yes. Anyway,
that's
go ahead.
Fantastic. Lakeshore Dance is going to come by the library and lead a story time for us, probably for the preschool kindergarten type group. We're going to have them read a story to us. They're going to be dressed up in costumes, and we're going to have a craft to make. And that's Saturday at 9:15.
As you kind of move into that holiday mode at the library, huh?
Yep, exactly. You got to kind of get your head in the holiday game.
Right. And then moving along on that same vein, joy-filled holidays with essential oils on Tuesday.
Yeah, so Tuesday at 6 p.m., Betty Jo's going to be here to teach us how to de-stress as the holiday stressful season gets closer to us. And she's also going to have some recipes and gift ideas for essential oils as well.
I need to pick up some replacement essential oils. Usually this time I get away from like the sandalwood and that kind of stuff and go with like peppermint and pine tree.
Mm-hmm.
Although it's not actually...
Those are good...
It's not actually
appropriate essential oils, that's for sure.
It's not actually pine tree, though. It's something else. I can't remember what it's actually called. Balsam fir or something. Anyway, whatever it is. Anyway, it depends on what brand you get, I suppose. So that's coming up. You get a day off next week for Thanksgiving?
I sure do. Thank goodness, because it's 7.5 hours to my grandpa's house. So we will be closed on Thanksgiving Day, so Thursday, November 23rd. We will be open on Friday the 24th, though. So we open regular hours, 9 a.m. To 9 p.m. To 6 p.m., actually, since it's a Friday, on the 24th. And we hope everyone has safe travels. We just want to make sure you know in advance so you can get plenty of reading material or listening material or movie material for your Thanksgiving break there.
Absolutely. It is still Dinovember.
Yeah, have you been seeing any of these dinosaur posts on Facebook?
I have. There's some cool stuff.
They're pretty funny. That those dinosaurs, they sure know how to get into library shenanigans. And the nice thing about that is that all you have to do is write down on your calendar what the dinosaurs do every day, and you get a prize at the end of the month. So that's been very fun to see all the things they've gotten into.
And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I don't think we talked about it last week, but you've got a holiday card-making workshop coming up in December.
Yeah, so this is going to be, and I don't have the date in front of me, and I don't remember off the top of my head, this very, you know, we have these grand ideas for a holiday card-making workshop, and we have supplies for it, but we could use, we know that folks have, stamp and ink pads, paper scraps, scrapbook paper, punches, stickers, buttons, ribbons, that kind of thing, that you might have laying around you're not going to put to use. You've been wondering what to do with them. And if you wanted to donate them to the library, that would sure jazz up our holiday card-making workshop a little bit. So we would really appreciate if you have anything to drop off for us for this holiday card-making workshop. And if it is something you would like back, let us know. We can bring it back for you and make sure it doesn't get stashed in the library basement with the other craft supplies. So the person you want to get in touch with here at the library about donating, if you have any questions, is Mara. Otherwise, you can just bring your bag of stuff to the circulation desk. Say it's for the craft-making or card-making workshop, and we'll get it where it needs to go.
Sounds good. And then, again, we've talked about this before, too, about a great way to honor someone who is a friend of the library or who loves to read, and you want to just do something unique and special for them for a Christmas gift. You have an option.
I do. The library is selling personalized bricks, which will be placed in the patrons' park behind the library. Bricks are available in 8x8 or 4x8-inch sizes, so depending on how much you have to write, that might influence what size of brick you end up getting. And the order forms for those are at both of the first and second floor desks at the library, or you can print one off our website, and it's kind of a neat way to be memorialized in West Bend downtown history.
Absolutely. And other than the fact that you're closed Thursday for Thanksgiving, next Thursday, not tomorrow, next Thursday. By the way, I sent out a couple of emails to people about things for next week, and I said, and I said next Thursday, and they're like, oh, you mean Thanksgiving or tomorrow? I'm like, no, I mean Thanksgiving. I mean Thanksgiving. But anyway, and that's been this morning. I don't know what people are thinking. If they're thinking I was going to take tomorrow off, which might not be a bad idea, I suppose. But anyway,
treat yourself.
Yeah, there you go. Other than the fact that you're closed on Thanksgiving, which would be not tomorrow, but the Thursday following, library typical hours are
Monday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., Fridays from 9 to 6, and Saturdays 9 to 1. We're always closed on Sundays. And if you ever have any questions about anything I've talked about on the radio today, you can always give us a call. The number is 262-335-5151. We also can help you out with any Thanksgiving preparation plans, like, how do you prepare a turkey and that kind of thing. We will look it up.
Just like the Butterball Hotline.
Exactly. You can also check out our Facebook page or visit our website, which is west-bendlibrary.org.
You know, we should do sometime before Christmas. Maybe we could even do this next week. Talk about our favorite holiday books and movies.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah. And give people some ideas, and maybe somebody's got maybe people have got some good ideas for us of things we haven't seen. But that'd be fun.
Well, I sure can.
let's plan on doing that. Maybe we should do it next week because your schedule may be a little lighter for as far as things going on, huh?
Yeah, and that'll give me a little time to brainstorm, too, because I had several jump right to mind, including the greatest Christmas movie of all time, Die Hard.
Yippee-ki-yay. And we'll ignore the rest of it since this is, of course, a family program. But yeah. You know what? You're one of those people who believe Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
It is.
Absolutely. I agree. I agree, and there are people who say, oh, it's a terrible, violent, action movie with, Bruce Willis barefoot and, but no, it's a Christmas movie because it takes place at a Christmas, it starts at a Christmas party,
Exactly.
Absolutely. All right, let's plan on talking about that next week. Favorite holiday books and movies. All right. And hey, you know what? Anybody out there who's listening, you want to go ahead and get in touch with either me or Hannah if you want to throw in your suggestions into the mix, huh? My email is rickj@magnum.media if you want to shoot something to me. And then we'll talk about it next week.
And mine is H. Kane at west-bendlibrary.org. So.
All right. Well, good. And in case you missed that, we'll put it up in the podcast at wibdwestbend.com and also on the WIBD Facebook page.